In the extended Bach family, at least 48 men were named Johann, and many of them were church musicians. This motet is one of three extant works by Johann Bach III. He was the first of the so-called Erfurt line of Bachs, coming from Erfurt in Thuringia, Germany. He was also the great-uncle of Johann Sebastian Bach. This is a funeral motet, preserved in the so-called Old Bach Archive, which refers to music written by various members of the extended Bach family and collected by family members from about 1650 to 1700. Johann Sebastian Bach inherited this collection and then bequeathed it to his son, Carl Philipp Emanuel. His family then donated it to the Singakademie in Berlin. However, many decades later, it was confiscated by the occupying forces of the Soviet Union. And then, in 1999, German scholars learned that the collection had surfaced in Kiev. So the old Bach archive was very kindly returned to Berlin in 2001. Today's funeral motet calls for 9 voice parts. This includes a larger choir of 6 voice parts and a smaller hidden group of 3 singers. 17th century German composers sometimes liked to place a smaller vocal ensemble in hiding during funerals, having them represent the voice of the departed loved one as he speaks to those left behind in life. In the first movement, melodic flourishes on the word Schatten, or shadows, would remind the listeners that life is fleeting. This funeral motet was written either during the 30 Years' War or while that disastrous civil war was still fresh in people's memories.
Unser Leben ist ein Schatten. Auf ihn. Hoffnung.